Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
You're listening to Morning Edition on 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. Good morning. I'm Deborah Becker. Members of Massachusetts' all-Democratic congressional delegation are calling on the U.S. Senate to reject President Trump's Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. And that includes Senator Ed Markey, who's on the line with us this morning. Senator, thanks for being with us.
No, good morning.
So your reaction to the president's nomination of Judge Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court?
Well, it should come as no surprise that President Trump, who is under federal investigation, would nominate a judge who has written about the inadvisability of indicting a sitting U.S. president and the need to delay civil legal proceedings against one. So from my perspective, he has the justice nominated right now that he wants in order to ensure that ultimately there will be an advocate on the bench if, in fact, there is an attempt to indict Donald Trump as part of the Russia investigation.
So your main concern here is that this was what you think was a move by the White House to escape any criminal prosecution on the part of the president.
I think that's part of it, but I'm also very concerned about his views on a right to health care, consumer issues, environmental issues. He issued a very troubling decision about a free and open internet, and ultimately it portends that he will become a rubber stamp for a conservative right-wing agenda that would move the United States backwards as a nation.
You didn't mention what has been a concern for many folks, and that is what might happen with abortion rights. Is that also something that you're concerned about?
Kavanaugh is potentially the vote which Donald Trump promised the American people in the campaign that would be cast in order to overturn Roe versus Wade. That's a campaign promise he made. He said he would only nominate someone who would overturn Roe v. Wade, and there are at least two decisions which Kavanaugh has written where he has made it clear that he does have an hostility towards a woman's right to choose.
Now, you quickly came out against this nomination, and other members of the delegation are opposed. And it begs the question, really, is there any nominee that the president could have brought forward that you would have supported?
Well, what the president did was he only worked from the right-wing ideologue selections that were on the ultra-conservative Federalist Society's judicial wish list. He didn't broaden it out. He didn't try to look for a Justice Kennedy who is retiring. He only went to this list of ultra-conservative judicial nominees, and that is what is most troubling to me.
And just briefly, Senator, Republicans have a majority in the Senate. I mean, is there really any way that this nomination is not going to go through?
I think the more that we explore his record, the more that we learn about him, is the more likely that there could be a firestorm of public opposition to him. It's still unknown what will happen with Republican senators who want to protect Roe v. Wade. The more that we learn about his views, is the more likely that they will have concerns that will make it impossible for them to vote for him, and that will then cast his nomination in question.
All right. Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey, thanks very much for being with us this morning.
Thank you. You're welcome.